just well, he didn't collapse, I don't suppose, but he and you mean he was ill and
well, say he was well, and then I'll ask it differently. If she's sick today and it started last Sunday, you would say last Sunday she
became ill or something like that. I don't know just how to express that.
That's fine. And you might say, well, he's sick now, but he'll be up again
shortly.
Mm-hmm. And if a person, when you get, sometimes you'll get something wrong with you if you get out in the weather, and you begin to cough. And
catch cold.
And if it affects your voice, you say,
hoarse.
And you might have a little
cough.
And if you get a cold or something, you might say, oh, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And you might say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And or you might say, he's still sleeping. Better go.
He's what?
Or six, by the time breakfast is ready, you might say, he's still sleeping, better go.
But he awake, wake up.
And say if you have some medicine by a patient's bedside, you might ask him, why haven't you
taken a dose of this medicine?
Mm-hmm. And the patient might answer, I
forgot.
Or talking about taking, he might say, I
took it.
Mm-hmm. And if you hear somebody who can't hear at all, you say that person is
deaf.
And
seems like I am sometimes.
I'm slightly can't hear really well on my left ear. I'm hard of hearing. I had a never realized
that. I never realized it either, but a lot of times, as usually, I can hear people, but once in a while now, when your voice drops, I lose that thing sometimes. That's why I was looking at you to see what I...
Yes, ma'am. And if you've been out working, working hard, you might take, when you begin to sweat, you say, by the time he finished, you would say he did what?
He's dripping.
And let's see, a discharging sore that comes to a head, you usually call what?
A sore that comes to a head.
Or maybe a lump on your arm with a big core in it. It's a what?
Sore?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Have you ever heard anything, any of that called anything else? Maybe something beginning with a B, a kind of a sore place on the skin or something like that?
A bee?
Ever heard that called a boil or anything?
Boil?
Yes, ma'am.
I never heard of that. B-O-R-E?
B-O-I-L.
B-O-I-L. Oh, a boil. Oh, yes, of course. That's a boil. I should have gotten that.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out, you usually call that just a...
Oh. Well, a scab that dry up, I don't know.
And then what about the matter that drains out the stuff?
Pus.
And if you got some infection in your hand, you might say that your hand gets bigger than it.
Swells.
Mm-hmm. And you would say, yesterday my hand had
swollen.
Mm-hmm. But today it's not.
It's down.
And when you get a blister on your foot or something, the liquid that forms inside that, what do you usually call that?